This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas School Superintendent Mike Miles abruptly resigned under pressure today after 3 years on the job. Why now? The 9:30 morning announcement was a surprise to board members, staff, to backers, and critics.
I've decided that now's the time where I can step aside as superintendent, confidently knowing that the work will continue with the current leadership team in place.
At least three times since Superintendent Mike Miles started back in 2012, Dallas trustees tried firing him, the last time in May. All failed. Miles always blamed resistance on his reform efforts, like principal and teacher evaluations, a pay-for-performance system unlike others in the country. Change is hard, he said. Now that he's leaving, he believes his reforms will stay.
The job's not finished. My role was to establish a good foundation. We have hired incredible staff. We have set the vision, moved it forward. That journey will continue.
That journey took a significant turn against Miles last month when two board allies called for a succession plan. Trustee Miguel Solis was board president at the time. Today, he said Miles was trying for contract changes.
Trying to have the board follow operating procedures. Trying to have the board not actively search for a superintendent while he was the superintendent. Little things like that.
Miles also wanted access to $50,000 set aside annually for him if he stayed through the end of his 2017 contract. But last week, negotiations in that superintendent succession plan failed. For Miles' critics, including Rena Honey, leader of the largest teacher group in Dallas, the resignation's good news.
We saw instances over the last 3 years where people felt bullied, demeaned, they felt degraded, and that seemed to flow throughout the administrative staff in this district all the way to the campuses and the work sites.
That wasn't all. Miles was criticized almost from the start for overpaying cabinet leaders, at least four of whom were forced out. A chief of staff ended up in federal prison for taking kickbacks at a previous job. The latest problem was an HR scandal that led to two resignations. Trustee Joyce Foreman has wanted Miles gone since before she won her school board seat.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And some of the board members, including myself, had some concerns about the direction of the district and where the district was going.
The board's current president, Eric Cowan, said in a statement that while it hasn't always been easy or comfortable, Miles pushed for transformation. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.